This is Radio Nepal. I am T. Prasad Khadka with news. The headlines first. Government's policies and program being presented in joint sitting of Federal Parliament tomorrow. Prime Minister Puspa Kamal Dahal says Parliament deadlock will end soon as positive dialogues are in progress with political parties. Janata Samajwadi Party Nepal withdraws its support to government. Kosi Province Chief Minister Hikmat Kumar Karki wins a vote of confidence. And Russian President Putin to remove his long-standing ally, Defense Minister Sergei Shoigu. Now the news in detail. The government's policy and program document for the next fiscal year is being tabled at a joint meeting of the Federal Parliament tomorrow on Tuesday. President Ramchandra Podil will address the joint meeting of the Federal Parliament at 3 p.m. on Tuesday to announce the government's policy and program for the fiscal year 2081-82 Bikram Sambat. Assistant spokesperson of the Federal Parliament Secretary Dasrath Dhamala shared that preparations for the joint meeting have been completed. Radio Nepal will live broadcast the government's policies and program to be presented in the Federal Parliament. Speaker Devraj Khimre held discussions with leaders today as well regarding the end of Parliament obstruction. The House Speaker met with main opposition party Nepali Congress President Sher Bahadur Deuba and Home Minister Rabi Lami Chani on the eve of the schedule to unveil the government's policies and program for the upcoming fiscal year. During the meeting, Speaker urged the main opposition party and Home Minister to forge a consensus to end the ongoing Parliament impasse. In response, Deuba said that the Nepali Congress has not demanded the resignation of Home Minister over his alleged involvement in the misappropriation of cooperative funds. However, it has been demanding for the permission of Parliamentary Committee to probe the cooperative scam. Prime Minister Puspa Kamal Dahal Prachanda has expressed his confidence that the deadlock in Parliament will end soon. Talking to party cadres in Eastern Sitawan today, Prime Minister Dahal said that the formal and informal talks were in progress with party leaders regarding resumption of the House proceedings, and the talks will give results very soon. On a different note, Prime Minister Dahal also argued that there was no confusion in continuity of the present ruling coalition partners. He said that they will force consensus to pass the policies and programs of the government and upcoming budget. The Parliamentary Party Working Committee meeting of the Nepali Congress, scheduled for today, have been postponed. Nepali Congress Chief Wei Pramesh Lekhak said that the meetings of the party had been postponed for Tuesday. The Nepali Congress Chief Wei said that the meetings called for discussing the latest political developments and the contemporary issues had been deferred by a day for additional preparations. The Janata Samajwadi Party Nepal has withdrawn its support to the government. In a later address to the Speaker Devraj Khimre today, Party Chair Upendra Yadav said that the party withdrew its support to the current government led by Prime Minister Puspa Kamal Dahal Prachanda. Yadav said that the party quit the present government and will continue to play a constructive role as the opposition in the parliament. Meanwhile, Deputy Prime Minister and Minister for Health and Population Upendra Yadav tendered his resignation from the post today. Yadav, also chairperson of the Janata Samajwadi Party, submitted resignation letter to Prime Minister Puspa Kamal Dahal Prachanda this morning. Similarly, Minister of State for Health and Population Deepak Karki, representing from the same party, also resigned from the post today itself. Chief Minister of Kosi Province Government Hikmat Kumar Karki has secured a vote of confidence from the Kosi Province Assembly today. He got 57 votes in his favour and none against. The Rashtriya Prajatantra Party, which has 5 seats in the Province Assembly, however, remained neutral. The opposition party Nepali Congress boycotted today's Province Assembly meeting. 62 lawmakers were present in the 93 Province Assembly meeting. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. That's time for a short break.
Landline phone ma samasya cha.
1498 ma phone garnus.
Samasya postpaid ma ni aayo.
1498 ma phone garnus.
Oho, samjhe. Prepaid ko puk number pani chahiye thyo.
Tesko lagi pani 1498 ma phone garnus.
नेपाल टेलिकमको GSM CDMA मोबाइल तथा ल्यान्डलाइनमा कुनै पनि समस्या आएमा जे जे सोध्न मन छ 1498 मा फोन गरेर सोध्नुहोस् यो नम्बरमा फोन गर्दा पैसा लाग्दैन
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार
Welcome back. Now the remaining news. The Industry and Commerce and Labor and Consumer Interest Committee under the House of Representatives has directed the government to make arrangements for the smooth supply of iodized salt to all the local units throughout the country. The committee issued the directive with the general public complaining that people in the remote areas are facing difficulty getting the daily essentials. A team of investors from China today paid a courtesy call on Minister for Industry, Commerce and Supplies Damodar Bhandari. In the meeting held at Ministry of Industry, Commerce and Supplies in Simadarbar today, Minister Bhandari urged the Chinese investors to consider setting up businesses or running industries in Nepal, assuring that the country had an investment-friendly climate. Minister Bhandari also articulated that the incumbent government was looking forward to attracting Chinese capital and technology to Nepal. The visiting Chinese delegation included entrepreneurs of agriculture, energy, tourism, mines and construction sectors. Communication and Information Technology Minister Rekha Sharma has directed the high officials of the subordinate bodies to work responsibly. Addressing a meeting of the Third Quarter Progress Review and Ministry-Level Development Problem-Solving Committee of the current fiscal year in the ministry today, Minister Sharma urged the subordinate authorities to make the plans and programs which can be implemented. Minister Sharma also asked to work as a mentor to the government as Communication Ministry is a mirror of the government. On the occasion, Communication and Information Technology Secretary Ramkrishna Shivedi directed all the concerned authorities and departments under the ministry to increase the capacity of capital expenditure as the capital expenditure is very low. Secretary Shivedi also said that the ministry is ready to do necessary facilitation for the program of the concerned authorities. Similarly, Radio Nepal's executive director, Buddhi Bahadur Kese, said an FM relay station of Radio Nepal will be established in Bajura by the end of the current fiscal year, and 94% population of the nation will have access to Radio Nepal. The government aims to increase the reach of Radio Nepal for the population of the nation from 93% to 94% in the current fiscal year. You are listening to Radio Nepal's FM English News Bulletin. Now to some international news updates. Russian President Vladimir Putin is to remove his long-standing ally Sergei Shoigu as defense minister. According to the BBC, the 68-year-old had been in the role since 2012 and will be replaced by Deputy Prime Minister Andrew Belousov, an economist with little military experience. Mr. Shoigu is said to be appointed as Secretary of Russia's Security Council. The Kremlin has claimed that the reshuffles had been made as defense minister needed to stay innovative. This is a big movement at the top of Russia's politics, as reshuffles in Russia don't happen very often so. At least 41 people were killed after flash floods and cold lava flowing from a volcano hit the western Indonesian island of Sumatra over the weekend. Hours of heavy rain on Saturday swept torrents of ash and rocks down the Mount Merapi, the most active volcano in Sumatra. According to the Al Jazeera, about 400 people, including police, soldiers and local rescue squads, have been deployed to search for the missing. The mudslides inundated two districts, swept people to their deaths, and damaged more than 100 homes, mosques and police facilities. Public facilities, rather, and 17 people are said to be still missing. Now the general weather forecast for the country for tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly to generally cloudy in the hilly areas and Lumbini province and partly cloudy to mainly fair in the rest of the country. Light rain or thunder and lightning is also likely to occur at one or two places of Kushi province and hilly regions of Bagmati province, Gandaki province and Lumbini province. With this, we have almost come to the end of the news bulletin, but before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Government's policies and program being presented in joint sitting of Federal Parliament tomorrow. Prime Minister Pushpakamal Dahal says Parliament deadlock will end soon as positive dialogues are in progress with political parties. Janata Samajwadi Party Nepal withdraws its support to government. Kosi Province Chief Minister Hikmat Kumar Kharki wins a vote of confidence. and Russian President Putin to remove his long-standing ally Defense Minister Sergei Shoigu. Well, that's the end of the news bulletin from Radio Nepal. For this hour, please also visit our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.